Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At the G20 summit, world leaders agreed to create a global minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. Trevor Noah said that's expected to raise hundreds of billions of dollars until the corporations find a different loophole about 5 minutes afterwards. Colbert, the first time you see people in person post-pandemic is always awkward. It explains the G20 itinerary. See another world leader approaching. Wonder if they're going for a handshake. Notice they're actually coming in for a hug. Hug them. Only realize maybe they weren't. You just made it awkward. Call it the fact that you made it awkward and joke about how you've forgotten how to interact with other humans. Solve climate change. Colbert, climate change was one of the main things on the agenda, and the G20 leaders took a bold stand, pledging to achieve global net zero greenhouse gas emissions by or around mid-century. That doesn't sound very urgent. It's like calling 911 and having the operator tell you the EMTs will be there sometime between the hours of noon and the funeral. Trevor, I'm sorry, guys, but how is climate change the most pressing issue facing humanity, but then your plans do something about it by more or less 2050? Like, that's a pretty good sign that something isn't actually going to get done. If somebody says, yeah, we should hang out sometime, what's your schedule looking like in 2050? You'll never see that person again. Not to mention, I'm looking at the people making the pledge. Half of them aren't even going to be around in 2050. That's genius. How are we fixing this? How much time do I have left? Yeah, around then. So basically what they've done is said, I want to lose 100 pounds by the summer, so I'm going to do 5 push-ups by the day, and then, I don't know, maybe I'll get tapeworm. We'll see what happens. Vulture did an article, the best new up-and-coming comics to watch 2021. The comedians you should know and will know, these are the 22 comics who industry insiders predict will be the superstars of tomorrow. I've only lightly browsed this, not sure where we're heading here. You ready? Let's do it. Vulture writes, the art of comedy hasn't changed as much over the past year as the comedians themselves have. The pandemic forced many performers to pause, then pushed them to experiment, resulting in a mass realignment. Comedians looked at everything they were doing before, determined what was actually working. Those who realize they have appreciated not having to go and entertain strangers late at night have channeled their energy into mediums that do make sense for them, such as writing, acting, podcasts, and TikTok. Vulture says they compiled a list by polling dozens of industry sources throughout the summer, including bookers, producers, tastemakers from outlets such as HBO, Team Coco, some other sources, and some comedians that were featured on last year's list. Let's take a look. Lots of cover here, so I'll fly through it. You can read it on Vulture. Rosebud Baker, her debut hour special, Whiskey Fist, touches on touchy subjects like domestic abuse and the tragic death of her younger sibling, but always finds a way to make it funny. Chris Estrada, born and raised in L.A., who minds his relationships with his Mexican-American working-class family, bitter opinionated Tias, his Johnny Appleseed of homophobic jokes, older cousin, and an endless well of observational humor, Jared Goldstein. It takes an extremely special kind of talent to be Nicole Richie's scene partner. Not even Paris Hilton herself was able to keep the gig for long, but L.A.-based comedian Jared Goldstein served the sort of deadpan Hollywood assistant satirical gold that hacks could only dream of as Richie's devoted personal assistant on the criminally underrated comedy series Nikki Fresh last year. Goldstein plays the part with a balance of physical comedy and, again, total deadpan. Jamel Johnson treats the silliest things in life with the utmost importance. He'll work himself and the whole audience into a deliriously funny frenzy about everything from ghetto Whole Foods or how much people have been sleeping on TJ Maxx. James Austin Johnson already made it to Saturday Night Live. That's not a dig in the part of the Vulture article I didn't read. They said that SNL already grabbed some of these people before they even got a chance to publish the article. So good job, Vulture. That's not a dig at all. But James Austin Johnson, you know him doing Biden on SNL. He's great. Not to be confused with Josh Johnson, who's everything you want in a comedian, says Vulture, controlled, distinctive, thoughtful, and capable of doing material on contemporary events that doesn't feel tired or repetitive. The setups are sometimes weird. In his most recent hour hashtag, he has a joke about a friend who got a bird, a huge bird, in a tiny studio, so that it's like a reverse Maya Angelou. He's also a writer for The Daily Show. Jack Knight, J-A-K Knight. Vulture says, sly cross-cutting energy, often beginning with familiar scenarios, often sex, especially sex, and then slicing past the well-known men versus women, gay versus straight avenues, and into territory that is weirder and more intense. Let's do one more, and then I'll save some for tomorrow. Grace Kuhlenschmidt. Queer representation in media would not be complete or equitable until lesbian characters are allowed to be really, really effing stupid, just like everybody else. On this front, Grace Kuhlenschmidt is doing the Lord's work. The 26-year-old comedian was still in Chicago working day jobs when the pandemic hit, but she started using TikTok. She found both a minefield of human behavior to make fun and a venue to share it. All right, good list there. Again, on Vulture, I'll do more of that list tomorrow. But from USA Today, Dave Chappelle. We never talk about Dave Chappelle on this podcast anymore. He's accused of punching down, and USA Today asks, how can comedy go up from here? Well, USA Today explains punching up in comedy is when a comedian makes jokes about a group that is more advantaged in life, while punching down is when a comedian makes jokes about groups less advantaged. Yeah, we knew this. Paula Pinsky teaches a special course in comedy writing at Columbia University. How do you get that gig? Says punching up is a lesson she emphasizes to the future comedians in her class. Pinsky says, I'd rather arm each student with punch up but don't punch down. If you start from a place of do no harm and respect for other people, then the comedy's bound to be stronger. Should I punch up? You know what podcast sucks? Joe Rogan's podcast. It's the worst. Yeah, Joe Rogan, come at me. Pinsky adds, these rules exist because not everyone's a comedian, like I'm not. What you think is funny may not be funny to everybody else, and that's you guys. The article quoted somebody named Kroger, and I'm just not seeing Kroger's credentials here. So Kroger said, what comics are now learning is that, yes, there are rules to comedy, and they are to a degree important, but you can break them. And if you're creating your own following, your own space, that's valid and that's legitimate. Thanks, Kroger. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week. But like, it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. I'm the writer on that one. On Palace Intrigue, can I just be honest? We make fun of Meghan Markle. That's what we do. I can sit here and tell you we cover all the royal gossip, and we do. But basically, here's the narrative. Everybody loves the Queen and hopes the Queen is healthy. Kate Middleton, she's just wonderful. And Meghan and Harry, boy, they are out to get everyone. They are just the worst. That's how the show is written and steered. Is it loaded? Yeah. It's not news. It's entertainment. Palace Intrigue. If you want to follow the royals, I describe it like The Crown Season 17, but in real time. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Vulture tells us a classic podcast has returned. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks is back. This stars Michael Ian Black and Mac Packer Tom Cavanaugh. I have a picture of Tom Cavanaugh and myself. He's tall and thin, and I'm not. Oh, my God. I love Tom Cavanaugh. He's in the Mac Pack. I can't even look at the picture. I look like a troll. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks hit episode 100 about 4 years ago, then disappeared. But it's back, baby. The premise, pick a snack, eat the snack, then rate the snack. Every episode was really an excuse for the two funny friends to hang out and shoot the crap. Who knows why they've decided to return, but Mike and Tom are back, baby. On the return episode, the snack was Tostitos Hint of Lime tortilla chips. As always, it takes a while for the boys to get down to the actual snackage. Beset with a glitchy microphone early on, Michael Ian Black claims to be broadcasting from Syria, where the technology's a little iffy, and even the Tostitos package doesn't look the same. The package reads, flavored triangles. Why can't they just say chips? I'm going to add that to my Good Pods playlist. It is called Mentioned on Daily Comedy News. Good Pods is a new app that I've been playing around with. You should go over there and download a couple episodes of Daily Comedy News and help goose the charts. Nudge, nudge, know what I mean, say no more, wink, wink. And you can check out the playlist Mentioned on Daily Comedy News if you want an easy way to find Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. During the week, you may have noticed I discovered on the fly, Jerry Seinfeld had a Halloween book. Yeah, from Kveller.com. If you're looking for a Jewish angle into American late October tradition that is Halloween, have we got a treat for you? They, too, were surprised to learn that no less a Jewish icon than Jerry Seinfeld wrote Halloween, a picture book about Halloween. The book was published in 2002 and illustrated by James Bennett. It's about how a young Jerry Seinfeld spent his Halloweens as a kid. It's clearly inspired by the stand-up routine about the holiday. That one appears in the 1998 comedy special I'm Telling You for the Last Time, in which Jerry jokes, in the first 10 years of my life, I think the only clear thought I had was, get candy. The book's plot focuses on Seinfeld's marvel at this yearly tradition of getting candy for free and how he prepares for the big day by finding the best possible costume and developing a plan to hit as many houses as possible. You can practically hear his voice as you read the text. In one particularly delightful part of the book, we see young Jerry's introduction to the wild concept that is trick-or-treating, how neighbors simply give candy to any kid who rings the doorbell. In true Seinfeld fashion, he explains, almost as if he's a future half-assed Jerry Seinfeld impression, what is this? What'd you say? So it's giving out candy? Who's giving out candy? Everybody we know is giving out candy. I gotta be part of this. We can practically see Seinfeld's hand motions as he delivers those lines, which cracks me up because when I did my half-assed angry Jerry Seinfeld impression, I was shaking my right hand in the air to get some body language in there. That's pretty funny. See? Halloween also features some relatable parenting moments. For example, when young Jerry is instructed to wear his winter coat over his coveted Superman costume. Been there, done that. I would have told you about this on Halloween, but I didn't discover it until after. Another book. George Carlin has a new book. It's called A Modern Man, named after one of his bits. It's described as highlighting his greatest hits, achievements, and never-before-seen material. The official description reads that it is filled with thoughts, musings, questions, lists, beliefs, curiosities, monologues, assertions, assumptions, and other delicious verbal ordeals. It is a drop-dead funny tour through Carlin's mind. The Ford is written by Lewis Black. It just came out last week. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this podcast on Good Pods, for example, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. What's the other one? Google Podcasts? Yeah, that one. See you here tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.